El Bandito here, getting introduced to the entire biking community. Sturgis, honestly, it's epic. The stunning Black Hills of South Dakota, incredible rides. These are just absolutely, they're bikers' dreams.
720 WGN, high atop Chicago Skyline Studio. And you look out, you see the streets of Chicago, and all roads lead to Sturgis. And Sturgis this year, of course, it has, you know, it is the spring break for bikers, but this year El Bandito Yankee will be there. Bikers, bartenders, and the most criminally smooth Sturgis ever. And the man riding the El Bandito Yankee Tequila Harley on the streets of Sturgis is the one and only Jim Bob Morris. He is on the line. Jim Bob, welcome to WGN.
You know, I found a place along the street here where I could get a little bit of peace of quiet. Plus, it's still early out here, Dane, okay? I mean, a lot of these bikers, you know, after Kid Rock rocked in front of about, oh my gosh, I couldn't even estimate the crowd. I mean, they say there was over 600,000 people here. What? I think they all attended the Kid Rock concert. And so there's nobody getting up early out here except the wicked who have to work, and that is me. And so let me tell you something about Sturgis. Honestly, it's epic. The scenic routes that we have been down the last couple of days, I mean, the stunning Black Hills of South Dakota, I mean, honestly, it's just incredible rides. I mean, we do Needles Highway, we did Iron Mountain Road, we did Spearfish Canyon. These are just absolutely, they're bikers' dream. El Bandito here, getting introduced to the entire biking community. Next year, I think it's the 85th anniversary next year of Sturgis, but I mean, they're expecting over 1 million people next year. And so we got out here, we broke out the Bandito Day for the last 3 days. I'm telling you what, he said, I'm in recovery mode, but I'm doing okay, buddy. But we had Rusty Wallace yesterday, Kenny Wallace. We had Clint Boyer was out here. We're auctioning off a bike that Rusty Wallace and his group, the Southern Country Design. It's going to be a great auction this afternoon. We've got a ride coming up here in about another hour with Rusty and his group. So it's been a lot of fun, buddy. I mean, you know, this is the first time I got to ride the El Bandito Yankee bike. And boy, have we got a lot of people stopping us, want to take pictures with us.
Wow. You know, because you think of it as a spring break for bikers. I imagine it in sort of that old Wild West town and just the bikes there. I really didn't even consider the fact that there is a lot of beautiful scenic biking and rides all around that place as well. And as a guy who knows a good party and also a small town, you mentioned 600,000 people, maybe 1 million next year. Sturgis itself, you know, on a day-to-day basis when this isn't happening, it's not a big place, right? I mean, the world converges there.
It really does. I tell you what, I mean, the campgrounds get overtaken and there's a lot of RVs out here. You know, obviously all the hotel rooms get taken up, but man, I tell you what, just the beauty of where we're at, the custom bikes that we've seen so many just famous bike designers and customizers that are out here. And I mean, we're talking vintage bikes to cutting edge designs. And I mean, this is the place, buddy. This showcased the best in motorcycle. And like I said, they've been having Jelly Roll was out here, Kid Rock last night. You know, it's not just about the bikes, man. It's also about the music festival. And so we've got a lot of work to do between now and next year as we get ready to be in places like the Buffalo Chip and the Iron Horse Saloon. And we're going to provide world-class tequila as they provide the world-class entertainment, buddy. And so not only Sturgis, but, you know, in Deadwood, too. I mean, we've had a lot of fun in Deadwood late nights the last couple of days. So it's been a lot of fun time. I mean, you know, but Sturgis is where we spent most of the days. I mean, hitting it at the Full Throttle Saloon, One Eye Jacks. I mean, talk about some wild nightlife experience with El Bandito Yankee. We didn't, I tell you what, when these people would come up and want to try El Bandito Yankee, I didn't know that they really needed any more. But we got everybody.
One thing it seems some of the people may need is more clothes. So we're going to have some pictures up at WGNradio.com for that as well. You mentioned it, Jim Bob, and one of the last things, star power, not only big celebrities from racing, from sports, from music, from TV and movies and all that kind of stuff, but also some of the best bartenders in the world converge there too. And they are getting that great introduction for those that are the uninitiated into the world of El Bandito. There is a plan. All those bartenders come here, they taste El Bandito. They're going to be heading back to all of their home bars, bringing the Bandito.
Yeah, absolutely. They are. We've ran into hundreds of them, and they've been great. I'll tell you a little bit of who I've ran into. As I mentioned, Rusty Wallace and Clip Boyer and Kenny Wallace, but we had guys out here like Rick Ware from Rick Ware Racing. We had Tim Watson, the fiddle man. He was here. We had Florida Senator Tim Wright was here. I'm just trying to think who I ran into last night. I mean,
Shooter McGavin. Okay.
Shooter McGavin was here. The mayor, Dave Ruth, from mayor of Deadwood, was here. And what a nice guy he is. But Angie and Mike Skinner helped put this on for us, and they were great. And Rusty Wallace was fantastic. I mean, he's great. But got to run into Rod Woodruff. He's the famous Sturgis Buffalo Chip. He's the CEO of Sturgis Buffalo. I mean, man, what an interesting cat he is, and his son Damon and so forth. But, I mean, it's been a star-studded deal out here, and I've been, I'll tell you what, the people couldn't be nicer. I mean, super great people. A lot of fun, buddy. I'll tell you what, I'm looking forward for today and Rusty's deal and finishing some stuff up, and we're going to be heading home tomorrow.
Yeah, it's great to have the world converge there, and of course, leading the way on the El Bandito Yankee, Harley Davidson is the one and only Jim Bob Morris there with El Bandito Yankee in tow and full effect there. So many great things happening, so many stars colliding, and none bigger, of course, than El Bandito Yankee. So Jim Bob, we'll let you get back to it. Get on the bike, get out there, drive safe, be safe, and we'll see you back at home from Sturgis, well, and thanks for...
As I say goodbye, I'm waving to Shooter McGavin, the actor Chris McDonald, okay? he's like, going, hey, where's the tequila? So, hey, I'm going to break out the Bandito with Chris McDonald, Shooter McGavin, everybody knows him from Happy Gilmore. So I'll see you later, brother.
He says he eats Banditos like you for breakfast, Jim Bob.
All right. I'm going to be his Bob Barker.
All right, see you, Jim Bob. Travel safe.
Break out the Bandito. I'll see you.